With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Rachel, and with me today, as always, is the amazing, fabulous Amy.
It's me, your girl.
It's you.
How are you?
I'm so good, and I am
so good,
so excited because it is the middle of October.
Spooky season, baby.
It's spooky season. Bitches, if you are not into Halloween or horror or freaking just, you know, creepy shit, this is not for you.
It's not for you, my friend.
No.
We've got the queen of horror here with us this evening.
Yeah, it's Amy.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys guess right. It's me, your girl Amy, horror extraordinaire.
She's just a ghost.
So I'm part of the spooky season. I'm not the expert on it. I'm just part of it as my ghost persona, Amy.
Yeah, sure. That's what we're rolling with. That's what we're going to roll with.
Yes.
So, look, this week we are going to talk about scary scenes in films that, like, films that are not meant to be scary. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, once you know? Sort of come out of left field because they don't really fit with the genre of that particular movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Or, like, they do fit with the genre, but it's like, this is unreasonably scary.
It's like too scary almost.
Like, why are you doing this to us? That's how I feel sometimes when, you know, it's Halloween and people go, like, all out.
Yeah.
And they're and super like, scary. And it's like, why though?
Too much.
Where's the joy? Have some joy.
You've got to have some. So I don't know if I've ever shared with you, but when I went to Japan a couple of years ago when we were in a very different world, I went in the middle of spooky season, right?
Oh.
So it was late October. I think it was like the week after Halloween.
Right.
Right. So like prime time. It was brilliant. And I've just got to say that the decorations that they put into I can't remember if I was at Universal. No, I think it was Disneyland. I was actually astounded. Like every nook and cranny is like Halloween themed, spooky, like Mickey, Minnie, everybody takes on that Halloween persona. And it was just so cool because, wow. I mean, it's not something that is crazy popular in all aspects of, you know, Australia, right, which is where we are.
Yeah, it's slowly starting to take off a little more. You know, I do in the mum zone of my life.
Yeah.
I've noticed that more and more parents are willing to take their kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a lot more houses that actually participate in that as well. So it's a good start. We're getting somewhere. I don't understand the kind of resistance against it because it's just something fun that can bring a community together.
Yeah, it's just a bit of joy, a bit of spooky joy.
A little bit of spooky joy, people.
Talking about spooky joy, so as you are the queen of spooky, you have a bit of a list of interesting scenes that we're going to discuss today.
I do. I've taken the lead on this one, Aime.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to have you, you know, help react.
This is literally blind react to these scenes.
It's you know blind what's react.
I may not have even seen them.
Yeah, so I was just thinking.
Time
that.
Will tell.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
Have you seen the film Mother?
No.
Okay, wonderful. We're off to a great start.
But tell me about this scene.
This is a fairly recent film. It's a Darren Aronofsky, I believe, film.
Yep.
Starring Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem.
That name seeing...
came to me out of nowhere. Because
you are on fire.
Oh, my God. Stop. I didn't even write it down. I actually didn't. Proof. I did not write it down.
It is. She showed me the paper, guys. It is not there.
Yeah. But it's very, like... It's very much like a confusing film. I wouldn't say that it's a scary film.
Okay.
But it's one of those films where you watch it and the entire time you're kind of like, the fuck is going on?
Is like it like a psychological thriller type film? Yeah,
and it's really confusing. Like you're watching it and the whole time and you're not sure what's happening. And it's unsettling, but it's not a scary film.
Right.
Until the last 25 minutes.
Ooh.
Like,
where, like, shit just gets crazy.
It goes from confusing to chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's a whole thing. I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but there's, like, a baby and there's lots of fire and there's burning and it gets...
So it's essentially Jack from The Incredibles, right?
Look, it gets biblical.
Ooh.
But not the loving Jesus hippie vibes that we all love from the Bible. I'm talking like fully Old Testament fucking insanity.
Like smite you down, blah, blah, crazy.
Like fucking sacrifices.
Oh, God.
And smiting and like.
I just need to share with you the reaction that Rachel's face had to herself saying, smiting. That will stick with me for a long time. Thank you for that, Jim.
I didn't even see my own face because I was looking away because I can't handle it.
I smite thee. Right, so shit gets crazy and chaotic. Okay. Do we, like,
it's just terrifying. Like,
does the ending, like, is an abrupt one where you're like, what the fuck just happened type thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it abrupt, but you definitely are thinking, what the fuck just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was working at the cinema when this came out.
Yeah.
And we actually got a really bad review for our cinema because of that movie.
They were like, this cinema's shit.
Why would you show a film like that? Why would do that?
She's probably one of those people who wanted to go and watch a movie with her kids and took them to see Mother.
She was so upset. And probably. But we like framed that review because we were like, this is 100% why you shouldn't take it seriously. You shouldn't take it to heart when people leave a bad review because she's just reviewing the movie.
Yeah.
But she's giving the cinema a bad rating. Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is, look, Mother is worth watching. You will only watch it once.
Okay.
You won't watch it again. I will never watch it again.
One and done.
It's a one and done film. It's not a horror film, but just prepare yourself because the last act of the film is terrifying.
Horrific.
It's horrific. It's so
excellent.
Disturbing.
That is definitely not going on my list of films to watch. But look, I'm glad you got.
It's good, I guess.
All right, I'll put it on there. It'll be low. But
got to watch it for the smiting.
The smiting.
The smiting.
Love it. All right, Mother. Good one.
Mother.
What else have you got?
Train spotting.
What is that?
Oh, my God. You might be too young for it.
Oh, man.
It's like a Ewan McGregor film. It's like 1997, I'm going to say.
So I was six, my friend.
Well, okay. Well, you know, it's might be a movie about, like, drugs and stuff.
Maybe that's why I didn't watch it. I'm just opening up a little bit of a Google here. Wow, it definitely doesn't look like a film that would give you a scary scene when I'm just looking at some photos here.
It's like definitely like an action-y drama-ish type.
It gives me kind of like Shaun of the Dead
what?
Type vibes. Just because he looks like I'm just going to share. Oh, you can't see. Anyway, look, it's not important. But anyway, doesn't look like a horror to me. But lay on me. I'm not going to watch this film, so just tell me what happens.
I mean, okay, I guess it is kind of like a comedy drama. So I guess Shaun of the Dead is vibes. It's you know, it's like
somebody just was dressed like.
It's a Danny Boyle film, so you can kind of like imagine, right? But if you ever needed a reason to not take drugs,
this is it.
This is the film for you.
Yeah,
you watch it.
All right.
It's a really cool movie. Like, don't get me wrong. And Ewan McGregor's my boo. Okay.
Yeah, love him.
I'm not dissing on the movie at all. But, like, there is – I do have notes here now. I'm going to skip over a little bit because you haven't seen it and I don't want to spoil it. But he –
Just spoil it. I'm not going to watch this one, honestly.
Okay. Well, spoilers for this.
Spoilers, everybody.
30-year-old film, whatever it is. It's. I'm sure it's like late 1990s.
Yeah, I've got it open. It is 1996.
There we go. I initially said 97, but
you're very close.
96. So he, Yuriga, discovers that he's partially responsible for killing a baby.
Oh my god!
Right, okay. And he suffers like a cold turkey induced nightmare, and he sees the dead baby crawling on the ceiling. Ooh. And twisting its head around like an owl, and then
it
falls on his face.
No.
Yes, it is the baby on the ceiling scene of Trainspotting. It is terrifying.
No, that's too much.
It just doesn't. I can't. Oh my god.
And like, is it that like a scene that's just kind of like bam in your face? It's like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. You're gonna watch me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you don't expect something that scary out of a movie like that.
Like essentially a comedy drama type film, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, nah. Mm-hmm. That's a no for me. That'll be a hard pass in my books.
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely terrifying and I do not want to put that in my eyeballs.
Yeah. So maybe don't watch that movie.
Okay, great. It's definitely not going on my list.
Okay, very good.
Do you know what? While we've been talking about scenes like this, something did come into my head and
I might
leave it to the end. Well, I just don't want to, if it is on your list. Well, maybe I'll talk about it. You know Willy Wonka, right?
Oh, my God. It was literally next.
Oh, it was? Let's talk about it. Do you know what, guys? This is unscripted because I definitely haven't seen this list and this is wonderful.
Yeah.
The scene where they're in the boat and they're, like, going through all the weird shit.
Yeah, the boat
shit.
Scene. Yes.
That's too much for me. Look. Yeah. To be perfectly frank with you, that whole film is probably too much for me.
It's very trippy.
It's kind of traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if that's like a Gene Wilder effect maybe because he's a little bit odd in the film. Like, but.
Okay, you have to hear my notes on this.
Okay, tell me them. Tell
these
me them.
These are my, like, I've got little bullet points here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, but what the fuck is with this scene? That's my note. And next note is this is a children's film and it's like underlined. Why do they even have this in the factory? Why is this a thing? I don't understand. The terrifying imagery and Gene Wilder is a crazy motherfucker. It's a note from me. Please make it stop. Those are my notes.
Yes. And I mean, he blows up a small child into like a big old balloon
blueberry.
And floats away.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
And then he like sucks another one. Augustus Gloop goes to like the incinerator or the garbage compactor or some shit like that. Rook Assault goes down a rubbish chute.
Yep.
She was a bad
and
egg.
Then there's Charlie and he's just like, woohoo, I'm along for the ride.
Charlie nearly gets sucked into a fan, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Look, that whole film came to my mind just then and I was like, that's a weird one that doesn't quite fit for me in the mind of, you know, children. Because I remember reading that book in school and being like, woo, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And then, like, when you think about it later, it's a bit fucked up.
It's really fucked up. Like, a lot of Roald Dahl stuff is fucked up.
Yeah, like The Witches.
The Witches. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And even
that
Matilda,
is a messed up film.
Even Matilda was a little bit like out there. And then, you know, there's just so much. There's so much. But, that definitely that boat scene stands out massively as like that is so scary and that is a children's film and what are you doing?
Yeah, even the Oompa Loompas are scary looking. Mm-hmm. Like,
and they sing little rhymes about the demise of the children.
Yeah.
So, like, they are taking joy in that shit.
It's just a place you send your children to be tortured, essentially.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Well, good. I'm glad I could contribute one that you had already researched and knew everything about. This is great. Good on us.
Wow, that's amazing. You know what we're going to do, though, before I go to the next one? We are going to take a little break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back.
Woo! It's like we never left.
It's like we didn't just have a short moment of silence and then come back.
A deep breath, and then we're back into it.
And then we're back in.
Here we are. All right, yeah. So we're talking the list. We just finished Charlie and that weird old chocolate factory. What else have you got
absolutely.
For me?
Absolutely. Okay, so here we are. We spoke last time we were together about amazing film scores. We did bring up Indiana Jones.
Yes.
I'm talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark today.
Oh, yes.
The face melting.
Nah, it's too much.
Oh, my God.
It's vivid.
You know, like the score, that scene is iconic.
It is.
It is iconic.
But it's like, fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, fine. You watch it now and it might have lost a little bit of its luster. You know, because of special effects and it ages over time and whatnot. But you know what? It's still fucking scary.
It is.
Like a man's face literally melts away.
Just peels off like down and
droop. It's like butter.
A slippery slope down his face.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, fine. Like you know that Indiana Jones is facing some serious shit.
Yeah.
You know, like it's supernatural forces and. And it's very much like a fist pump because you're like, yeah, get the Nazis and
do it.
But that is somebody's face.
Melting. Look, it's
melting.
Do you know what? There's some weird twists and turns in the whole Indiana Jones franchise that really probably shouldn't be there, but they are.
Yeah, it's
Face
just
Melty
like,
McGee is one of them.
Face Melty McGee. That's his name.
It is.
Yeah.
It's his name now anyway. It's definitely not his real one, but it is now.
Yeah. Well, that's what's on his tombstone.
He Face lies. Melty McGee. Face Melty McGee. Sorely missed.
But not because he was a Nazi.
But not really because we didn't like him and we're kind of glad his face melted off. Yeah, totally. That scene is messed up. I'll 100% agree. And I have seen that scene. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. And is that – oh, no, it's not your first one because you've seen the boat scene.
I've seen the boat scene. Fucked up. Face Melty McGee. Fucked up.
Have you seen Black Swan?
I have seen Black Swan.
Okay, girl. We need to talk about this.
Yep.
But the feather scene?
Oh, nah.
Yep, and the hangnail?
The hangnail, I can't, like, I feel that in my bones.
I actually feel it in, I feel it in my own body.
Yes.
When that happens. And the feathers, I just, what?
That film was a mind fuck, right?
Yes.
Like, in terms of so many things, but that stuff was gross. Like it was just grossly yucky and I felt it inside and I didn't want to.
And even the stabby scene?
Yeah.
Because she pulls it out of herself as well.
Yes.
And it's like, bleh, what is happening? Like I was up for a psychological drama about ballet.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I signed up for, right?
Okay.
Not hangnails and stabby
McGee. I don't want hangnails. I don't want people pulling feathers out of themselves. I don't want stabby McStab face.
Stabby McStab
face. I just wanted to watch Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis macking on each other and dancing for me.
Yeah. And some cool outfits.
And some wicked makeup.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted but some instead. Drama. But what did we get? Horror. They Horror. Threw it in there. Terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Look, that's that thinking about that scene gives me like upset belly, honestly. It's mm-hmm. really, it is traumatizing. That it's whole like, film, I'm like not a fan of it.
It's like Goose Pimples, but the bad ones.
Yeah, not the ones where you're like, oh, I got chills. The ones where yeah. you're like, I got to throw up.
Yes. Yep. That's that. That's what that is.
It's a good summary.
Yep. I've only right. got one more.
All right. What is it?
Look, it's a little questionable, this one, because the film is Seven.
Okay.
Seven is
oh, I know
on the spookier side.
It is.
It's on the spookier side, but it's still, I classify it as a psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't classify it as a horror film.
Yeah.
But Sloth.
Yeah, I knew it. Yep. That movie's a bit fucked in general too.
It is. And, you know, there are a lot of things that could be said about certain parts of the film and whether they're horror themed or not.
Like but a head in a box?
Like the head in the box. But yeah, yeah. But that was still to me psychological.
Yeah, and, yeah. Well, you're right. You're
and that's right. like that's the drama side. Like I know that it's a head in a box and that's a scary concept. But
the intent behind it, though, was to be that psychological thing. You're right.
Correct. Sloth, and you actually see the moment in Brad Pitt's eyes, in that character's eyes, when he knows what's in the box.
Yeah.
But he's still asking. But you see it in his face that he already knows. And I love that. What great acting.
He's such a good actor.
He's so honestly. Good.
We need more Brad him. Pitt.
Please, Brad Pitt, come back to us.
Come back to
Where
us.
Where did you go?
He's
you
just
had 10,000 kids and you ran away.
Yeah.
So rude.
You need to share some time with us now. You've come had back. All your kids. Come back. Come
They're
back.
Old enough.
Yeah. They're come grown.
On. Ish.
But anyway. Yeah, Sloth.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about it. For those of you that don't know, this is like the ultimate, I feel like it's a cinematic, like Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, we're, you know, looking at, we're distracted by it because you're looking through the police officer's eyes, you know, and you're going through the scene and you're just kind of soaking everything in going, ooh, oh my God, it's like another, you know, another victim and whatnot, and you know, whatever. And like, and there's the air freshness from the ceiling, yeah. hanging from the ceiling, and you're going like, oh my God. And the body is so decomposed.
It's disgusting.
It's so decomposed. And honestly, you're like, oh my God. Like, I remember thinking to myself, I don't think there could be anything worse.
No.
You know? But
how wrong we were,
girl. what a jump scare. That
jump scares get me, honestly.
Oh my God. And it's like, for the remainder of the film I was just like fucking on guard, like you're not getting me again.
Ready to throw hands.
Not getting me with another jump scare. Not this time, not today, motherfucker. Like so that, you know, Seven, Sloth, he's still just alive. How? Just, we don't know.
Just lying in wait for his next.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it is – and they do set the scene up because you're right. Like, the air fresheners and everything in there, you're like, oh, my God, this body is, like, so dead.
He's so dead that he's decomposed.
Yeah, like that would – all I remember thinking was, oh, my God, that would be so wretched, that smell. And then I was like, oh, my God, he's alive. I don't like jump scares get me because I'm not super observant as a human. and I just kind of am just sort of caught up in things, and I was definitely caught up in that scene when I watched it. So I was not expecting to like scream.
Yeah.
And be like the scream of holy fuck. Like,
holy crap.
Where did that come from?
Yes.
Do you know, Seven is, it's a crazy film for many reasons, but you're right. It definitely, that was really the big horror thing, right?
Yes.
To be like, we're going to scare you and this is real fucked up and disgusting. The rest is all a bit like, wow, this is just a messed up situation. It's all a bit of a mind fuck, but not really that scary, if
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a great list.
There are, like you know them. What, there are some things that I can also mention is like the movie Alien itself. Yeah. You think you're watching the sci-fi, that shit's a horror film.
Yeah.
Don't even try and tell me that that's not a horror film. That's
don't
a horror
get caught
film.
Up, my friend. Yeah. Do you know what has come to my mind while we've been discussing this? I remember a jump scare that I experienced that definitely – so it was in The Lord of the Rings. So actually it was in The Hobbit. It was in The Hobbit, I think, more. But the scene – there's a couple of things in The Lord of the Rings that got me actually where it was like, you know, they might be turning around or looking. I think it's when they're in the dwarf caves and you see a few of the like monsters yeah. coming out and things like that. But the very first one that got me was where you see like – I think Frodo's face does it, but, you know, Bilbo's face where
– oh, he, no, like, that's in The Fellowship, I'm pretty sure.
The Fellowship,
he reaches for the ring and Frodo's yeah, like, right. no, and his face just transforms.
And yeah. I remember being like, oh, Jesus. Like,
yes.
That's not what I expected because I was watching, you know, The Lord of the Rings, a merry old band of friends going to deliver this ring for 7,000 hours. But yeah, Bilbo's face and that sort of transformation, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know, one of their moments.
Yes.
No, it's not and really that's horror, exact, it's
no,
just scary.
That's exactly what we're talking about, though. Those yeah. moments where you don't expect to be scared, but you get scared for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you catch yourself afterwards, you're like, oh, you dumb idiot. What are you scared
yeah,
for?
Yeah, like, that was fucking scary. Sloth, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody I got scared. Sloth is different. That's genuinely horrifying and yeah. a whole hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one came to my mind just then.
Well, you know, I've thought of one that you have mentioned before.
Oh, yes. Tell me.
In Signs.
Signs. Oh my God, I class that as a horror film. That's horrific. It's scary and I can't. It scarred me for my entire childhood life and it still scars me today, right up there with Gremlins.
Oh, come that on, scene, tell us about it.
That scene where the alien runs around the corner at the children's birthday party. I could not go to children's birthday parties for a long time after that. And it was
I just saw you at one like not long ago.
It's taken me a long time to come to this terms. No, you're right. But just like that whole movie gets me, honestly. Like, you're probably right. It's not a horror film, right? It's like a sci-fi.
It's a sci-fi. We're calling
it a sci-fi. Similar vein to Alien.
We spoke about it in the sci-fi episode. So.
Oh, look. Yeah, okay. We did. You're correct. You're always correct. I don't know why I question you, Rachel. There are a lot of things in that film that just – I was just on edge the whole film. As soon as I was like, the aliens are here and they've been to children's birthday parties running around the corner, I'm like, they could be anywhere.
It could be. Then,
you know that fear of when you're watching a film and you have had a jump scare like that and you're like, there's more coming, there's more coming.
Yes.
That's how I was with the whole rest of the film. So, you know, they're like sitting – in the cupboard under the stairs with their tinfoil hats on and it's like Mel Gibson is trying to find them. He's like, where are they? I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to be dead. Yeah, there's going to be aliens in the house.
It's going to happen.
Nope, they're just sitting in the tinfoil hats. So I was lulled in a false sense of security. So when the alien does get into the house at the end of the film, I was like, nah, we've already seen this. It's definitely not in the film. And then he comes around the corner. The kid's like passed out on the couch and the alien's like right over the top of him. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm out. Like, I could do a whole episode. You know what we should do? Because we should watch Signs and record.
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay, well.
I'm not doing it. No.
You heard it here first, guys. It's not happening.
No, Rachel's not doing it. It's a hard pass. I can't.
I hate that movie. Mm-mm. Just because it scares me.
It's scary.
It's a good movie, right?
It's good.
Ooh, I've got the heebie-jeebies. I think there's an alien going to walk in my house now. I'm like, but that's how you know that the film has done its job.
Exactly.
Right.
And like every time I see that somebody's left like glasses or cups of water around, I'm like, Signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I leave a lot of glasses around. I don't know about you, but
my kids do.
Yeah.
My kids do. I'm like, what is this? Signs? Put them away. They don't know what I'm talking about.
They're like, all right, you're crazy. Something I do a lot is I leave water bottles around. It's one of my traits. But so then when I run out of water bottles and I'm a self-saboteur, I'd get the cups and then I do the same thing. So I'm growing as a human and I'm learning better. I'm actually very clean and it stresses me out when I notice them, but then I'm also my worst enemy. Maybe the aliens will come and I need them.
You are just doing the world a favor.
I am.
You are.
I'm a superhero.
Yeah, you are. What color's your cape? I'm curious.
Let's go with pale blue.
Aww.
So I got a pale blue cloud on my shoulder here.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Very pretty. We're ending on the this fly. On such a lovely note.
We are. Look. We're talking about spooky season. However, look at my cute blue cloud.
So, hey, look, we want to hear from you guys. What have we missed? I know mm-hmm. we've missed some stuff.
Absolutely.
So you all want to tell us what spooky scenes in non-horror films got you the most. Mm.
And if you're like really looking to make us scary, send us a link to that because
yeah, send us I'd a link to the scene. It. I know. Yeah. I know. Ooh, one more I just thought about.
Ooh, tell me.
A childhood one. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? When Christopher Lloyd is like confessing to having killed the brother and his eyes go all crazy and stuff.
Crazy eyes. Oh, crazy
scary,
eyes.
Scary, scary, scary.
You know what? Talking about crazy eyes has just jogged in my memory. You know the scene in Harry Potter where they expose Mad-Eye Moody
ooh,
and he does
yeah.
the whole like transformation scene and all of that kind of stuff and where he's like twitching.
Yeah,
and the eye pops out. And, like, and then you're like, oh, it's Barty Crouch. Was not fucking expecting. Well, I was because I'd read the books. But, you know, like.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that except I read years ago.
Who would have thought? But that's talking about crazy eyes. That was also a really good one. It's funny, isn't it, when you start talking about things, how many more come to mind? Because they're so common. Right.
They are.
Anyway, I am excited to see what everybody else has to share with us, even though I really dislike watching horror things. So I will make the exception. Don't send me signs, though, because I'm not watching any clips from that film.
She's not going to click on it, guys.
No. And if I do... And you've sent it to me, I'm going to come for you. All right?
I'll help.
Excellent. We'll be knocking at your door like, excuse me. We need to talk.
Yeah.
I've got a bat and I'm ready to swing away.
Oh, a bat. Oh, okay. I thought we were bringing knives, but that's okay.
Oh, Stabby McStab Face and Batty McBattington over here. We'll be on the case.
It's Harley Quinn and Arya Stark. They're coming for you.
So watch yourselves. Watch yourself. Oh, but so I think we're done.
Yeah, we are done. That's going to do it for today. We're going to be back next week. The boys will be back. We will be back in a fortnight. You know the drill by now, guys.
You know it now. Yeah.
You know. Right. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, why don't you do one of these things? Amy, what are they going to do?
They can hit the subscribe button.
Fuck yeah.
Ping pong, right? Leave us a review. 5-star. I don't know. Look, I'm flying by the seat of my pants now, guys. We don't know what's going to happen. We always just throw in some spice in the outro, just if you weren't aware. So anyway, you can leave us a review. 5-star review, you know, we accept nothing less.
Paprika.
You can.
You told me to throw in some spice.
Some paprika. Cayenne pepper. Oregano.
Cinnamon.
Parsley. Oh, that's a herb. Look, whatever. We're off topic again, but can you blame us? You can also tell your friends about
us. Tell a friend.
Yeah. Tell
Don't
someone
you wanna
about
be
us.
Part of this?
Yeah. Be part of our community. Yeah. Segue into you can join us on our Facebook listener
that's
community
right.
by searching the Comic Confidential Listener Community on Facebook. You will find us. There's lots of banter that happens in there. So
there
do yourself a favor and join us.
Yeah. If you want to get in contact with us or just like join in on the conversation, all of our links to our socials, they're in the show notes below.
Yes, they are. And finally, Comic Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne. Love them. And Believe, hosted by the Shaved Yowie himself, Cade Moyer. So head to ccradio.com.au to check them all out.
And that's it.
We're done.
Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Bye.
Paprika.
Fuck.